Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. As the corn harvest begins across the state, farmers and those who work on the farm are often reminded of the dangers of loading, unloading, and moving grain. The Trigg County Farm Bureau Federation presented three grain rescue tubes to the Trigg County Rescue Department recently. County President Alana Baker presented the rescue devices to the emergency responders during the annual meeting August 11th.
In partnership with Trigg Rescue and our local fire departments, they sent a request for assistance in purchasing turtle tubes for grain entrapment rescues. The turtle tube was designed by farmers and rescue workers to be forced into grain around the victim, then expand to allow breathing room and shift weight in order to free the victim from grain entrapment.
County Emergency Management Director David Bryant said the idea to apply for the Farm Bureau grant came during a safety training day in February.
Our friends out at Seven Springs Farm this spring had a demonstration of this. They have a good farm program, a safety program. It's in February, I believe is correct. And this year, this was one of the items that was there showing the benefits and the dangers and all that.
He says the grain rescue tube is another step in emergency preparedness.
They're used for grain rescue, any type of grain, corn, beans, wheat, if you haul them, or if it's in a silo, there's always a chance of an accident, somebody getting trapped in them. That's what they're used for. You put them around the victim, and that allows not any more grain to come onto them, and you can remove the grain inside the tube and make it where the victim can breathe better, and hopefully makes the extrication of the victim a lot easier.
We'll have more in a moment.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, that is excellent.
Where was it raised?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
My boys are the 10th generation to farm in Kentucky.
We take a lot of pride knowing that what I set on the table is a good product.
And we're proud of the products that we produce. You're getting an excellent quality product.
We believe in what we produce, we feed it to our own family, and we're happy to share it with your family. Kentucky Farm Families.
Feeding Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Bryant says after the farm safety event, he approached Trigg County Farm Bureau about helping to purchase the item.
Judge Hollis Alexander happened to be there, and he said we needed some of these. So I started looking, and the first place I went to the Farm Bureau, and they were instantly on board. Grain safety, farm safety type thing, and they took it from there and ran with it, and were able to provide a couple of fire departments and a rescue squad with these tubes.
He adds, with any community where agriculture is essential, this can be a vital rescue tool.
I can remember a couple instances of those grain emergencies. Hopefully they'll never be used. That's what we hope. We do have them in case we do need them. Hopefully we never will.
Two of the rescue tubes were given to the county fire departments that cover the largest areas of the county, with a third to the county rescue squad. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.